You like that jump music? Welcome to the second, first Alliani podcast. That's Alliani, not Alliani. It's Alliani. My name's Robert. I'm the guy who does this blog. I recorded a very long podcast last night that, let's just say I had technical difficulties. So, fresh start. This is going to be a short one. I'm on my way to practice in a bit. I'm going to attempt some crazy thing of doing a few of these short little podcasts from practice tonight, so we'll see how that goes. But first, I want to get to some stuff from last night, specifically with the defense. Here's a few things. One, Ron West appears to be the hybrid linebackers coach, while Dandish is the typical linebackers coach. When I was watching practice, Ron West was working with the Bandits and the strong side linebackers who were kind of safety-like in this defense. The Bandits were Michael Buchanan, Nate Palmer, and true freshman Brandon Denmark. And then the outside linebackers, the strong side linebackers, were Nate Bussey, Ashante Williams, and Ernest Thomas. I also looked at the depth chart for the entire defense, and I'll go position by position. This is kind of how it went last night. At safety, Shuposani and Trulon Henry were the starters, and I think that's set. I think they're going to be your starting safeties against Missouri. Backing them up was Trayvon Bellamy and Jalil Thrash. Third string, Ian Days and walk-on Ben Mathis. And honestly, I was surprised at that because there was no Walt Akins. Why not? Because he was at cornerback last night, which is new. The cornerbacks were, obviously, Terry Hawthorne and Tavon Wilson were the starters. The backups were Akins and Patrick Nixon Yeoman. Miami Thomas wasn't on the field again for a second straight night, so I don't know if it's knee issues or what, but those were the backup corners. And then third string was Antonio Gully and a new walk-on named, I'm going to get this right, Sunga Kwezalamba. So, you know, that's kind of how it shakes out. Again, the corners, I think, are set, and I think the D-line is set as well. It was Michael Buchanan at Bandit with Corey Legit and Akeem Spence. I think Spence has beaten out Glenn Foster for the other starting defensive tackle, and then Clay Nurse at the rush defensive end. Backing them up, Nate Palmer was the Bandit with Glenn Foster and Daryl Ballou at tackle, and then Justin Staples at rush end, and then third string was all freshmen. Three true freshmen and a redshirt freshman. Brandon Denmark was the Bandit. Jake Howe and Austin Tietzma were the defensive tackles. And Tim Kynard was the rush end. Linebackers, Martez, again, set. Martez in the middle. Bussey at the strong side. Ian Thomas would be at the weak side. He had a foot injury, I guess, the last few days. So Aaron Gress was running with the first string, but I'm sure Thomas will be there. Second string was then Evan Frierson in the middle with Ashante Williams on the strong side, and then Gress would be on the weak side. And third string, again, all freshmen, Houston Bates in the middle, Jonathan Brown on the weak side, strong side, Ernest Thomas. So I think that's your... I'm pretty sure that's your starting defense. One other thing from last night, Nathan Shielhouse was on. I promised myself I would not get excited this year about quarterbacks when they're running a 7-on-7 drill with no rush, no pocket, and no chance to be, you know, at all hassled. You know, Juice looked great in that setting last year. Shielhouse was a little shaky the first night I was here on Wednesday, but last night was nails, and it was pretty exciting. In the red zone drill, I swear he was like 7 for 7 with 5 touchdowns. They just put him in little situational things like, you know, 3rd and 14 from the 19 yard line. You got a score and he throws a strike at the goal line to Jack Ramsey. It was really exciting to see. So that was last night's practice. I'm going to try and do these little things, throughout the night. It probably won't work cause it didn't last night, but, thanks for listening. I should say something like stay tuned to Illini, but I'm not that lame. So we'll talk to you soon.